B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good neighbor Bob Sanders here. I'm the fella that covered your dues on the flower bed.
Covered my dues? Look. What is that? Bob.
I took care of it. I put in, I just put your name on it. I put the $20 in the kitty.
I don't want you putting any $20 in the kitty for me. I don't have to pay $20. What are you doing? Are you in your condo or something?
I'm right around your place, Stan, and I'm just, I think you and I got off on the wrong foot, and I wish you'd understand. I'm just trying to keep the peace around
here. I understand that, Bob. I
don't know if you hear. I don't think you've been hello to her, to my wife, Millie.
I have not. I didn't know your wife's name was Millie. We got a lady on the second floor that just wanders around a lot, acting like she knows something that you don't. Millie?
Well, that may be one of her friends, but no, Millie's the one where she's got the straw hat that ties around her neck, always wearing a floral print, polyester, black.
I've seen her. I didn't know her name was Millie. I'll be sure to say a howdy-do.
Well, she's got to wear a wedge heel now, according to the podiatrist, but... Yeah.
What?
She and the women folk, when they get together, they get things in their head.
Look, Bob, why are you calling me at work again? I mean, if we want to keep the peace, you already threw in the $20 for the watering the plants, which I'm not supposed to do. And you want to keep the peace and you want to settle things down. Why is somebody from my condo association calling me at work?
It just seems to be going the same way that it did the last damn time
tried
to call you, and I'm just trying to solve problems. I don't want trouble with you. You don't want trouble with me. You better, GD, believe that.
That's a veiled threat, Bob. That's a veiled threat.
I think you got the message.
You know what? You're very passive-aggressive, Bob. You talk about keeping the peace and you don't want any problems with me. I can guarantee that. Who's looking for problems? You're calling me at work. I can get in trouble for this.
Look, I do my best to mind my business, okay?
No, you don't. No, you don't. And that dumb broad wife of yours, Millie, doesn't either. She's a snooping. She's a Gladys Kravitz. Miss Budinsky.
Don't you speak about that woman in that way. That woman is a saint. She raised seven sons.
Okay, right.
You don't know what the hell you're talking
about.
Look,
all I know is I own my unit. I'd like to feel like an owner and not feel like I'm constantly being watched. Don't tell me. And that Millie, she's a pain in the ass.
You know what I'd like, Stan?
What would you like?
I'd like to be in my own home and my own recliner with a cold beer, watching a replay of the last Packers Super Bowl victory. That's what I'd like to be doing right now.
That's great, Bob.
But I can't do that because my dingbat wife has gotten around these women here, and they're all gathered around your place because they're convinced you got somebody in there.
There's nobody in my house right now. There's nobody in... Stop it! They're all gathered around my unit because they think that there's somebody in there. Is there somebody in my place crying for help? There's somebody in the place crying for help. And if that's the only case, then you shouldn't be around my unit.
Well, I believe you me, I don't want to be anywhere near your unit, but they're telling me if I don't do something, they're calling the cops because they think you got somebody in there. I'm over by the elevator. Let me walk back over there and see if I can talk them out of it.
Sure, take your time. Where? Bob, are you by my unit?
Yeah, I'm right by your front door. I'm here with the ladies. And I told you, I'm sure he's got a perfectly reasonable explanation. He says there's nobody in there. There's nobody in there.
No, that's Bob.
There's nobody in there.
That's my cat.
Jeremy, I got the guy on the phone.
What are you doing around my place?
There's nobody in there. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, I got the guy on the phone. There's nobody in there.
It sounds like the door to my place is wide open.
Come again.
What's going on?
What's that? Come again?
What's going on?
I apologize. My hair is not the best.
Look, Bob.
What's that?
Hey.
I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear me?
What's that?
Bob. Bob Sanders. It. Bob Sanders. Stan Marijuana here.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Is anybody going into my unit?
Well, let me walk back over there. No.
Just get them all out. What are they all doing?
I can't hear myself. I can't hear myself around here.
Hey! Get it!
Mr. Marijuana, one second.
Hey!
You say what?
Who are you talking to?
Well, how long ago did she... How long? You're sure about that? Because I have the gentleman on the telephone. You're positive. Because he's not going to be happy.
What? I'm not going to be happy about what? Bob!
Well, there's a waterfall and a food hole for crying out loud.
Waterfall? What are you talking about? Bob,
I see it. I see it, but you know what? I've seen worse.
What are you doing?
You ought to clean it out, but I've seen worse than that my day, by golly.
Clean what out?
What do you want me to do about it?
What do I got to clean out?
I can't talk to him and you at the same time.
Talk to me.
Come again.
Hey.
I know you're so good to begin with.
Hey!
You ladies are trespassing and you're getting
trespassing! Get him out of my house!
You should get out now.
Who's in my house?
I can't hear myself think, Gigi.
Oh, hey! Hey! Hey!
I got it. I'm going to talk to the guy.
Yeah, talk to me! Hello!
Yeah. Mr. Marijuana?
Yeah. What's going on there, Bob? I'm getting concerned now. What's the problem? Are these ladies in my house?
Yeah.
Well, get them out!
This is what I've been trying to avoid.
Avoid what? What is going on?
And I'd hope that we're all good neighbors here.
You're being bad neighbors.
And I hope that we can, keep it in-house here and not deal with any law enforcement or anything like that.
What are you talking about?
Look, I'm going to be perfectly honest here with you. I don't see that they had any GD reason for going into your place.
No, they had none. What's going on? You're having a big conversation with people in my place. I hear my cat.
They had themselves convinced that you tied up a woman.
It was a cat. I'm sure they could see as soon as they opened the door.
Now they can see it's a cat that they got some broad that said she used to be a veterinary assistant. And that the cat is underweight and undernourished.
That is not true. The cat's fat. It's a fat cat.
Well, they said they could prove it. She brought a scale over there, and they say that the cat looked like it hadn't been fed in a week. They said that as soon as they unlocked the mechanism and they dropped the food down, that the cat went at it like it was going out of style, and they want to call the SPCA.
Oh, no. The cat's well cared for.
Nonsense.
Oh, stop.
I'm trying to tell them this, sir, and they got themselves convinced that now they're calling it a rescue cat.
No, and they can't be feeding it.
Well, let me go back over there and tell them.
No, but Jesse, hey, get the food away from them.
Get that food away from the cat. It's not your animal, honey. The man says the cat's fine.
It is fine. It's not underweight. It's fat. And if you feed the
The man did work. What is he supposed to do? Probably was going to clean the box when he came home.
No. Clean what? What is going on?
Look, the man is being very nice so far.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. Get out of my house!
And he doesn't seem to want to involve the authorities or anything.
Stop this!
I'm not goddamn worried about the SPCA!
Look at shut that cat up!
Get out of the man's house! What? Get out of the man's house now!
What?
And leave that damn cat alone!
Don't feed it!
I don't give a rat's ass if it's sinister. Bring the damn cat alone and shut that cheesy door.
Close the door!
What? You think...
Hey!
Give me my damn nitro pill. You're going to be the death of me with this nonsense. I told you once, old lady, it's a cat, and now it's a rescue cat.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, yeah? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And I feel so good today. So good.
Oh, and it shows.
Yeah, it should show. You know why? Because...
Did you just call this a what show?
It shows. What?
Huh? Oh. I see what you're saying.
No, not a... It shows.
Okay. I thought you were being disparaging.
It shows.
So it's a happy, happy day.
It is a happy day. And you know why? Because in this room, it's just you and I.
Oh, no. He's around.
Oh, I almost cussed.
He's out working on a van.
Good. Let him keep working on a van.
When I pulled up, he was outside yelling at himself. And it was from a distance, and he's doing something with the van, and it's, you know, halfway across the parking lot. And I turned to him. I said, "What?" He goes, "Oh, nothing, brah. I'm just yelling at myself."
Yes.
I thought he was talking to me, but no, he was yelling at himself.
He's taking every bit of life out of me.
Well, he's...
I like it like this. This is how
he's
I like
not
it.
In immediate proximity to you. I guess that...
Good. That's all that I care about. If he has supposed other work around here, and he's doing that.
Well, it's because Brad likes him.
Yeah, I know. He amuses Brad. It's like the king that would bring in the little jester.
Yeah, the fool.
Yeah, the fool to make him laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. But, you know, it. I want to stress this, and then I don't want to see him. But people tend to think that...
The 8 years of the Obama administration have done more damage than we realize.
People tend to think that I exaggerate with what he does, or I'm not telling the truth about what he does,
no.
And I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants to hear it, though.
No, well, they don't believe it coming from me.
And you're the bad guy.
Because I'm the bad guy. So I sit down here, and I'm looking at the Absolute Law text line. See, part-time Ken erases all of his texts from the day.
Oh, he's learned that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, so it goes right back to when Rob's show finished his show, and a lot of people text him. And they don't believe what I say. I'm looking at the texts from the end of last night. Did Dave really go into the club without paying? Are what they saying the truth? Did he go and sneak in?
But Dave has no money.
And it's yes. Then look, there have been years upon years. Same with you. When I had no money. If you have no money, you can't go and do the luxury things that you want to do.
Yeah.
You have to go and save a little bit, and then you go and say, you know what? I've saved for 6 months. I'm going to go out and do something.
Jesus.
And then you pay your way.
I just had a flashback.
Of being poor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at the door right now.
Well, that's self-inflicted.
It is. Well...
No, I was thinking about, I was in radio, and I think it was before Y-102, but I was living in the same area.
Yeah.
And I had, like, $10 to my name.
Yep.
And I wanted to go see the Monday night football game at a particular establishment because I'd had fun there.
And you didn't have your own Haney then.
I've never had anybody that looked out for me.
I know that.
I mean, other than my parents when I was a child.
Right, that's it. That's what most people do.
But I said, I've got this $10 that should be enough where if instead of ordering individual beers... If I order a pitcher, which would be around five, plus tip, and I just get the pitcher for myself,
yep,
that should last the game if it doesn't go into overtime.
Yep. That's how you have to rationalize stuff.
And you have to figure that out. And you have to sit there and think, is it that important to you that you want to go to this place and watch the game and have a beer? And I decided, yes, it was.
And you paid the price probably for the next few weeks.
And, of course, it was Monday Night Football. It went into overtime, but the waitress kind of knew what I was doing. And it's the only time I ever got a beer on the house there.
Well, you got to figure those things out. I told you when I used to get paid, I would go to the Colonel and get a bucket of chicken because I knew that would last me a few days
in
the fridge.
But you know what? That was normal.
That was normal. Now, what's not normal, and I'm sorry, I am so easily distracted today.
I thought it was a good day.
Yeah, it is. I'm in a good mood. That's why I'm distracted.
Okay.
Somebody just sent us a picture of a ton of blue crab. Is that made to say that blue crab is on the way, or is it just to taunt us?
I'm done trying to figure it out.
Do you remember?
I'm already moving on to the next plane of existence and pondering that.
Do you remember over on the other coast when I don't know what the name of that place was, where they would have the buckets of blue crab, put them out on the table with the newspaper, and you spent the next 3 hours with a hammer?
You're not talking about monkeys.
No. Was it Grant, Florida?
Oh, the seafood festival?
Not the festival. There was a place there that served buckets of blue crab and garlic crab, and they'd go.
Was it on the water?
Yeah.
Down by Sebastian?
And you'd be almost like on a picnic table.
Oh, man, that place was great. I can't even remember what the name of it was, but they used to have blues bands out there on their dock.
They'd have live music, but the tables were covered in newspaper.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they'd give
that
you...
That was such a... Oh, I love that place.
They'd give you a hammer. They'd give you a metal plate and a little poke and fork. And they would bring out the blue crabs in a bucket and dump them on your table. And you'd spend the afternoon drinking beer and eating blue crab.
God. You know, there was something about a Sunday afternoon in Brevard at that time. You go to that place in Sebastian, it's right on the river.
Yeah.
You're sitting out in the river. That dock went way out there.
Good times.
Either that, or you're down at SBI on the beach listening to blues.
Good
it was
times.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I have to think that way right now.
What?
I have to think that way. I have to think of positive things. Nothing's going to go and spin me off my axis.
And you know what was an ingredient in those times that we didn't know at those times? Was that we didn't know what was going to happen yet.
Yeah.
And boy, if we had, that fun would have ended.
Fast. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96.
Yeah, maybe
Kira.
Something great will happen.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Had we known.
Yeah.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
About an hour from now, Mike Chiannopoulos will be joining us in studio. He is a lawyer, an attorney, Esquire, and he comes in every Tuesday to answer your legal questions. If you would like to get a head start and text your question for Mike Chiannopoulos, feel free to do so now, 239-277-9600. Understand that a lot of you can't necessarily be around for that segment, but would like to have your question answered. And then, of course, you can tune into the Stan and Haney podcast on your own time and hear Mike's answer. But if you'd like to text a question to Mike, feel free to do so. Other than that, in about an hour, he'll be taking your phone calls. Also, Stan's Name That Movie later on this afternoon.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
I found something I'd be willing to get out of bed for.
Well, it's either Coach Shula or a plane ride to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
That's the only two I know.
You know what was in the Herald on Sunday?
What?
Their regular columnist talked to Don Shula's daughter, Sharon.
Yeah.
And she's 56 now.
Yeah.
And, you know, she grew up with all this stuff.
Right.
And she wrote a beautiful column for Don Shula about Father's Day. And what I thought was beautiful about it is, don't think it's conventional and relating to how your dad was, because Don Shula ain't your dad. But she was remembering game day when she was 15, and she really liked photography. And her dad didn't pull a lot of strings for her, but the one thing that he owned the Orange Bowl.
So he got her down on the field?
Yep. And so she'd be amongst the NFL films, sure, and all those people. And she walks you through it and says, you know, so we're in the Orange Bowl. We're there well ahead of time. She talks about how you didn't talk to him on game day. They're in the car, and she's made sure that she's prepared. Trident gum and lifesavers and toll money. And Shula wouldn't say anything. He'd be driving, thinking about the game. He'd hold out his hand, and him and Sharon were so psychically entwined, he'd just put out his hand, and she'd put a lifesaver in it.
Yeah.
And then
it's
when
kind of like you and I.
Yeah, and then when they pull up to the toll, he puts out his hand, the toll money's in there, yeah, and she goes, and they spoke that day and said, thank you, honey.
Yep.
Then they get to the Orange, stop them. I mean, he is the king of the kingdom there. And as they part, he's going off to the team, she's going off to the photographers, says, I'll see you before kickoff, honey. She goes, so then she's hanging out with the photographers, and then the time finally comes, the PA comes on, and now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome your Miami Dolphins and head coach Don Shula. And there was Dad leading the way out of the tunnel, ran right over to the 50-yard line where she was, goes up, gives her a kiss, and then he's off to work.
That's called a pro, but still loves his little girl. Yeah, he's a great man. So what would you get up for?
Oh, yeah. That's what that was all about.
Yes, that was.
Well, I know you won't be interested.
Nope. No.
And I had to check the time frame. I think it's doable because I have other obligations that month. It's in September.
Uh-huh. I know. I hope you have another obligation.
I found out, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I didn't even know this thing existed. I found it on the web over the weekend. Game of Thrones Live.
Okay.
The composer of Game of Thrones is touring, and I saw a clip of his Munich show, where he has the full orchestra, people in costume, and a giant screen behind him, and he runs through the soundtrack, and he's showing you the scenes that he wrote it for, and then they got a girl playing a violin on a wire, and they hoist her up to the ceiling. I know you love that song.
I hate it. Where is this going to be, by the way?
There's going to be one in Tampa, one in West Palm. That's it.
Yeah.
There are no return engagements.
It's going to be a tough one for you.
Wait, what do you say?
Yeah, for you to get up early and then drive.
Well, it's not a morning show.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I figure, you know, I'll get there, you know.
Right.
You know, they open the doors at a certain time, but by the time I get there.
We're in the month of June. Local news. Mistakes for the previous month of May.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
There's what? Some fog. Oh, my gosh. Mainly.
May is Lyme Awareness Month in Minnesota, and today several lawmakers in the cities will be lit up. Not lawmakers, rather. Landmarks. That was a good one. Sorry.
And this is really an inspirational story. And I mean, this woman is 77 years old. Her name is, oh my gosh, what is her? Her name is, oh my gosh, what is her name?
You can visit lsdmatchmaker.com for more information.
LDS Matchmaker. LSD Matchmaker. Probably a totally different website. You don't go there to find
her
a match.
Scripts at LSD.
Don't go to that website. Don't go to that website.
People on boat.
Did you first one?
Yes.
It'll slip by.
Slip by me.
You got to bet you a lot of people said, well, what did I miss there? Take a listen. I'm just going to play the first one. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Take a
quick
listen.
You want to talk about phoning it in.
Yeah. Take a listen.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
That's some great journalism right there.
What the hell? Can you believe that?
No, it's because they memorize things that mean nothing and repeat them.
That's incredible. I like this guy. Oklahoma's been dealing with a lot of floods causing a lot of traffic jams. So during rush hours and stuff, because of the flooding, your cars are backed up sometimes for hours. And so they sent a local news reporter out to talk to some of the people stuck in traffic. And came along beside this guy. Yeah, I kind of like him.
Yeah, sometimes you find a winner.
Yep.
How long have you been stuck here?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yep.
And you were walking up and down. What did you see when you went up there? Did you talk to some of those people that were waiting as well?
Yeah, I did. I thought I was going to be a little slick and try to take the shoulder all the way in, but didn't work.
Lots of flooding here. You don't know when you're going to be able to get up there, huh?
No, I got a bag of pork rinds in the truck, and I reckon I'm just going to stay out here.
God bless him.
Eat my pork rinds and hang out. Might take a nap for a little while.
And relax a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a bag of pork rinds.
I don't know if you're interested, Stan, but I think that I have a clip from their crosstown competition, the other news station.
Yeah.
If you want to hear it.
Sure.
From the competition.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beams, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, don't look, Ethel!
Yeah, it was the same guy, I think.
Yeah.
You see, he's seen it all.
Don't look at him. If you see a picture of this, well, what once was, it kind of makes sense. The tree that inspired Dr. Seuss to write The Lorax fell down last week.
Uh-oh. Did it go boom?
Yep. It was in a park near San Diego, and supposedly, he could see that tree from his house. It was a Monterey cypress tree, and it was 90 years old, and they're not too sure why it fell down.
I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees have no tongues.
Then we saw the tree fall. The very last truffula tree of them all.
Yeah, it was like the truffula tree.
Well, I guess we know what happens now.
Yep. All the smog coming in and all the factories. Did you, and I'm going to play for you what it sounded like, did you see the footage of that airline flight from Bulgaria to Switzerland? Where they hit the turbulence.
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. It was, they said it lasted a couple of minutes worth of turbulence. So bad was the turbulence that the stewardess and her drink cart flew up in the air. She hit her head on the ceiling of the jet.
Like she's standing still, but the plane is moving up and down.
The beverage cart went tumbling over all these people. They were, watch this. Look, it hit her head on the top and then soaked all the passengers with hot water.
Immediately I see people praying.
Yep. It hit
Have you ever been through one of those?
Not that bad. I've been through turbulence. So bad, the beverage cart flew up in the air and the stewardess hit her head on the roof.
I've been through that one time.
It's, well, you're going to hit turn. Watch, here you go. Here.
Now, I will say, when I would hit turbulence like that, I was not in a jet. I was in a small plane. I can't imagine what it would be like to feel that jet move like that.
Take a listen.
Why? Oh, she did soak him.
Yeah, so the cart flipped over.
There's water all over the place.
Hot water that they use for, like, the tea.
Dubrushnik.
No one was seriously hurt. Some people did suffer minor burns.
Yeah, it is a weird feeling when that happens.
The NBA celebration in Toronto yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it great? You know, your hometown team just won the championship. And you know what, Stan? There's so much in the world that's negative today.
Yeah.
But nothing can go wrong on this day. Your team is the champs.
Four people were shot.
I'm getting information that we're dealing with a situation that's not far from here. This is serious. And I wouldn't be here interrupting this without saying this. So if everybody please
panic,
stay calm, just
please
stay
panic.
Here, stay together. Okay, we're here to celebrate, which we will, but I just want everybody
to know
to
that
just
you're in
take
danger.
A moment. Please,
and please
stay
panic.
Strong. There is an emergency that is being dealt with.
What the hell? You told me Toronto was nice.
Toronto is nice.
Doesn't sound nice. Why were they doing that? Do we even know why?
It's not clear what went down, but the four people that were shot survived, and three suspects were arrested. They say it could have been a lot worse because there was a stampede.
I saw it.
Away
and
from the gunshots when
I
it happened.
I am shocked that nobody got hurt. If you see the aerial view of the you know what? I don't think the Who concert was this bad.
I know.
Because these people had no regard for anybody but themselves.
Yep.
And you see people flying, running as fast as they can. And then you see him hit a brick wall of other people.
Yep. Horrible. We told you about this Yamaloose. He loves his new Twitter account.
Oh, he loves Twitterland.
This time he goes and takes a little time to tell you that he is not Khloe Kardashian's father.
Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So
although
all
it would
of these
be
stories
understandable.
Are just bogus. Yes. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine.
Bob Kardashian rolling in his grave is what he's doing. Here's a little tidbit.
You know, you never wish someone to die ahead of their time.
Right.
But looking at Robert Kardashian and the kind of guy he seemed to be, you're right. It's for the best that he's not seeing any of this.
Here's a little tidbit. If you believe the truth and not what was in the media, Bob Kardashian knew damn well the juice was guilty. And as a matter of fact, the rumor was that he was the one that had the duffel bag that mm-hmm. stood off.
OJ leaned on him.
Take a look. Haney and I remember it because we saw it live. Take a look at the video when the jury gives their verdict of not guilty. And you see the juice breathe a sigh of relief.
Thank you.
You see Shapiro go breathe a sigh. Look at Robert Kardashian.
Conflicted.
He went and could not believe that it was not guilty. He, there's F. Lee Bailey, Kardashian's right next to him.
Johnny Cochran.
Yep. And when that verdict comes down, the only one who looks not happy is Robert Kardashian. He is shocked.
Everybody was shocked.
His heart sank. He could not believe it. Because he knew. Seth Meyers and Kevin Bacon are, in fact, related.
I was on Finding Your Roots, and one of the things they do is they show you at the very end someone who is a genetic cousin of yours, and I got you. I'm 1 degree from Kevin Bacon.
Isn't that awesome? I heard about that.
Yeah.
And everyone kept saying to me, hey, have you met Cousin Seth? Now, are you from the evil side of the family or the good side?
I'm from the good side of the family. Yeah.
And you know I was on the same show.
Yes.
And it was discovered that my wife is also my cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all three cousins.
Just three and regular cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can we expect you at Thanksgiving this
year? Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We are many degrees removed from Kevin Bacon because he actively avoids us.
Yeah, he was in this building.
Walked right past our door and knew we were in there, but he didn't want anything to do with us.
Wouldn't even make eye contact.
Yeah, not even that brother would say hello.
Because we wanted to talk about Kevin Bacon. He would only talk about his band.
Yeah, that's a tune out.
And they were like, do you want to talk to Kevin Bacon? Well, yeah, I'd like to talk to Kevin Bacon, but I want to talk about him. No, he only wants to talk about his band. Our reply will pass. No.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about his band some of the time, but we're not going to pretend like he's here in his capacity as a musician,
right.
And that's why we booked him. We're not going to do the make-believe.
No, never have, never will. 77 today. He's hard to believe. 77 years old. Paul McCartney.
1, 2, 3. Little
mop top.
Yep. Little sample here for you.
Hey Jude, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Get back to where you once belonged.
Back in the USSR. It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. Live and let die.
What was the Beatles' last hit?
Their last hit, while they were still a band?
Yeah.
Not, you know, something that charted after they broke up?
Yeah, like the one where...
The Long and Winding Road was their last hit that they had from the Let It Be album. That was the last, I think, number one. For them, and that was 1970.
Boy. See, I'm just shy of the Beatles era when I became aware of things.
Mm-hmm.
Love Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
But the Beatles stuff was before my time. What must it have been like to be a Beatles fan and know, that's it.
Yep. Over. Well, they didn't know. Nobody knew.
Oh, the whole 70s, especially if you listen to the monotone effers on FM AOR stations. Yeah, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. If only.
1973.
So, Paul, can it happen? Can we see the Fab Four back together at some point?
They stopped performing as a band in July 1969. August 19th. They came back to the studio, not as a foursome, but one or two of them to
fix something.
Fix stuff. but it was 1973 when they finally wanted to dissolve their partnership.
Oh, so they didn't do anything between 70 and 73.
Yeah, no.
They just hadn't made it official.
They hadn't made it official. Their partnership, them as an entity.
So what, did McCartney have his records already in the can, ready to go?
He had his first album, McCartney, already in the can. That's why they threatened to sue him, because he wanted to release it before they finished Let It Be. Because he had his, and they came out virtually the same time. And he had a little thing in there, in a note, that he has left the Beatles. This is my solo stuff. But the, you know how we're an LLC? They were still a group until 1973. Because of that, Alan Klein, that guy. We're going to take a break.
The sad thing is, they waited too long. Because by now, they would have gotten them back together.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, they had the mini one in 96 with the Free as a Bird stuff. The only reason that happened is because George Harrison needed the money, because his handmade films was going broke thanks to Madonna.
Was this before the madman broke in and stabbed him in his bed?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Stan Haney. Didn't kill him. Don't worry.
No.
That wasn't what killed him.
96 K-Rock. Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mike Chiannopoulos in about 25 minutes. If you want to ask Mike a question, he's a lawyer. You can text us right now with your question, 239-277-9600. Or Mike will be in the studio, and you could call in, and he'll give you some legal advice. That'll be in just a little bit. I have a serious thing I want to ask, and I want to pose to the audience, because we may have done it wrong. We may have made...
I don't think we've ever done anything wrong.
We may have made somebody feel uncomfortable. I have never heard this. And you and I have such respect for the people that have served our country.
Absolutely.
Whether it be in the Middle East, whether it be any of our other conflicts, or just serving our country. And I was listening to a national talk show this morning. And I know you and I, Haney, and we love our service people. And we always try, whether it's in person or somebody calls up on the phone and they'll say, well, I served in Afghanistan, or I served in Iraq, or I served in Vietnam. You and I will always try to say, well, thank you for your service. And usually we'll get the well, thank you for saying that. And so I'm listening to this national talk show, and a guy called into the talk show, and he was a sniper, served in the Middle East. And one of the hosts of the show said, you know, he introduced himself, said, I was a sniper in the Middle East. And one of the hosts of the show said, well, thank you for your service, sir. And the person on the phone, the sniper, goes, I don't want to hear it. And there was like a little pause. And one of the hosts of the show said, what do you mean you don't want to hear it? It's, we're showing our appreciation. And he said, I don't think I'm the only one, but when somebody says to me, thank you for your service, I feel awkward. I feel, you know, self-conscious about it. And one of the hosts said, what do you want us to say? And he said, don't say anything. I served in Afghanistan. I was a sniper. And then let's just go on. And there was a debate on the show. Well, we thought we were doing the correct thing by saying thank you for your service as an appreciation to what you've given for your country. And then they started taking some other calls, and there were other service people saying pretty much the same thing. There's no need to say that. We served our country because we wanted to. We did what we thought was right. And it started getting into a debate on whether or not that is it right for us, or does a veteran who served want to hear thank you for your service? And a couple of them had called in and actually it sounded almost, please don't do that.
Well, remember, you know, when you're saying veterans, you know, at this point, we still have World War II veterans with us. I mean, veterans covers a lot of ground. And just because you're a veteran doesn't mean that you're part of a monolithic group where this is right and this is wrong.
Right. I think it's to the individual. But I'll tell you, you see the veterans Walmart, and I'll see them. They're like the greeters. And I'll always make it a point that when they say, welcome to Walmart, and I'll see that they have their military
they
stuff
may
on.
Not.
Thank you for your service.
You know, even if they say they don't like it, I don't think they could get too bent out of shape by somebody saying that.
And they said, but it makes them feel very... if we have a veterans out there, I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. 277-9600. I'd love... I mean, I do that and without thinking about it. It's automatic for me. You served our country. You fought in war. I didn't. Thank you for what you've done for this country. And to hear some veterans say, please don't say that. I don't know what the correct answer is. I'm going to keep doing what I've always done and say thank you. But I don't know what the proper thing to do right now is. And you and I have known a lot of people in a lot of different situations that have served. And I don't know if it's something wrong now.
I don't know. I had a very good friend that was in the United States Marine Corps. And while he was in the Corps, that was the one with where we did the camelbacks.
Yep, I know.
And he didn't mind it, but his perspective was very literal. And I think it's just because, you know, he lived it. And he said, you know, to me... Yeah, there was part of it about serving my country and all that, but it was my job. It's just what I did.
Right.
And he was
and
not.
And that was kind of like the attitude of some of them that had called in.
And he really wasn't comfortable with a lot of attention.
Yeah, and that's exactly. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Annie. How are we doing today, John?
Good. Who's this?
My name is Joe.
Joe, welcome.
Thank you, sir. About the veteran issue, a lot of us that have served, you know, it's not something that, you know, we don't want to thank you. It's just that most people don't know what to say back.
And that was what one of the guys, that's what one of the guys said. It puts us in an uncomfortable situation as to how to reply to that.
Well, I mean, no offense, we were put in a lot of uncomfortable situations
wherever
we went. So, I mean, it's something that you sign up for it and you do it, and you know, you don't need a thank you, but it's appreciated. But I think a lot of people just don't know what to say when they're offered a thank you for your service.
You know, right? What I think is a much bigger issue than that is stolen valor.
Oh, well, don't even get that. That is something that is a totally different thing. Stolen valor. Get them out of my sight.
I saw a video.
Horrific.
Of, it was in a Costco, and it was on Memorial Day, and this guy, I don't know that he was 100% right in his head, so I don't want to be too hard on him, but he was wearing an army uniform, but he'd had where it normally would say U.S. Army, he had put U.S. Air Force on it. And then he had various medals hanging from his chest, and a real Air Force captain is doing the video,
right,
and asking him a couple of questions, and the guy admits, yeah, I just marched in a parade and all this stuff.
Two different things as far as I'm concerned.
By the time they got to the end of that video, he had the guy remove his blouse, then made him take off even the T-shirt he had on, because that was wrong. You're going to take those medals. And he said, now pay for your crap and leave.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know, I don't want to say thank you for your service, but I'll...
Well, you are welcome. I would do it again any day, every day. And it's just something that I wanted to do. I felt it was right. But, and this is just one veteran's opinion, not everybody's. But,
thank you, buddy.
Well, God bless you. You're one of the good guys.
Yep. Can I get you something? Want something to eat?
Gentlemen, you give me something every day listening to you guys.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. 277-9600.
Yeah, I mean, I can see both sides of that equation.
But I'm in a, you know what?
It's, I would rather err on the side of saying thank you.
Because it's almost a selfish thing on my part. When I see somebody like that, I want to thank them. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, welcome to the show. Stan and Haney here.
Thank you. The last time I said thank you for your service to person, the response I got was thank you for your support. I thought that was appropriate.
That's an appropriate answer. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it until somebody tells me not to, because I feel that in my heart about that. Appreciate the call.
And I think, you know, if you're saying thank you for your service, it's because you have just been informed that the person served, or they are somehow identifying themselves as having served.
Right.
So for you to even say that, there has to have been some reason for it.
Right. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, about thank you for your service.
Yes.
It's fine to say it, you know, when I'm in uniform and maybe just passing you, but if I'm eating or kind of secluded or talking to a woman real close, it gets a little intrusive at times. I appreciate it when people say it.
But I mean, how does it even happen? Like you said, you're not walking around in dress uniform all the time.
No, but sometimes I'm in my, they keep changing it, the ACUs, ODPs, whatever mm-hmm. they're called, and someone will stop me, and that's fine, and say thank you for your service. In passing, that's fine, but if I'm trying to do something else.
All right,
I'm trying to eat.
Right, let me ask you along these lines. If it's in passing or you're in uniform and somebody sees you and says thank you for your service, it's almost like anybody else, whether it be somebody that you want to meet or somebody that you want to get an autograph from. If you're eating, if you're at the urinal, if you're busy doing something else, don't bother saying it, please.
But you know what?
I've had it happen in a bathroom, and I'm like, can you please?
But you know what? I think it's great. I know it's an inconvenience for you, but I think it's great that you know that people do look at you as someone that is worthy,
absolutely,
of their time.
But I think I know what you're saying, and not when you're being served in a restaurant with your lady, and somebody comes up to the table and has to say it to you while you're in an intimate moment with somebody else.
Yes, exactly.
All right, buddy. 277-9600. One more call, then we got to make room for Mike Giannopoulos. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Chuck the Marine.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah. I don't mind it, but no one said it to me when I came back in 66.
You know what? And we're talking to a Vietnam veteran right here. And I can remember that as a little kid. It's amazing how America has changed in comparison to when you guys were serving in Vietnam back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I don't know. What gets me is the fact that people dump on us. When, in fact, if they really want to get to it, they should be blaming the politicians who do it. They're the ones that mm-hmm. start all this crap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not us.
I appreciate the call, and I thank you for calling in. I mean, there's another example
and
of that.
I totally get where he's coming from.
I do, too.
My grandfather served in World War II, and his experience was totally different from my dad, and especially my uncle, who was in the Marine Corps and on the ground in Vietnam.
Different welcome home back
then.
And,
I mean, he was Mr. Oorah, all-American, corn-fed, and he was just puzzled when he came home. He's like, what is this?
We're going to take a break.
You know, in his mind, it's no different than what my dad did.
You served your country. You were called and you served. Different times back then. And thank God the country in that aspect has changed. Stan and Haney.
Half of it.
96K Rock. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. 277-9600. Or on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Mike's here to answer your questions. He's an attorney. He's coming up next. We're Stan and Haney.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mike Chiannopoulos is in studio right now. He is an attorney. If you got family law issues, child support, alimony, visitation with the kids, the summer's coming up, the kids are out, who gets the kids, where do they go on vacation? He's the guy you need to talk to.
No, it's terrible, but the way that you said family law, it made me think of county law.
Yeah. County law, especially in the summer with the kids out. If you got a DUI, criminal, you're dealing with a landlord. Veterans, we were just talking about veterans last break. If you're having
issues, we got a veteran right here,
and we have a veteran right here. His name is Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law. Phone lines are open 277-9600. Not everybody has an attorney on retainer, and you may have a few questions because rest assured, the person that you're dealing with, they got an attorney. You can bet your life on that. And Mike comes in, no matter where he is, he's come out of court. He's come off the water.
Mm-hmm.
He's here every single Tuesday to help you through some difficult situations. He's Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. Stan, you know, I've done this show from Athens, Greece.
Yep.
I've done it from St. Lucia. I've done it from Mexico. I've done it from Cuba. So I've done this show from all over the world.
Now, I know that in the maritime world, you are a captain, celestial navigator.
Yeah, I am.
And I know that you were in the United States Army.
I was.
What was your rank in the Army?
Well, provisionally, I was a colonel. That kind of went away when I urinated on a general.
We got a lot in common.
That was not the best career choice available at the moment.
That's all right. Stan and I were discussing yesterday, counting up how many times I've been fired from this place.
We're up to three.
Now, I've never missed a day of work, but I've been fired three times, yeah.
Nice. 277-9600.
How long was I fired for, you think?
At least 6 hours.
Well, no, one was only for a half hour. One was about for 3 hours until the general manager got to the site. And the other one was, none of them have lasted more than a half a day.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the case. It happens. 277-9600.
I'm about due to be fired again.
No, you're not. I don't like it because one time it might stick.
277-9600.
Mark,
you know what? I don't think it could happen now, Stan. I'll tell you why.
How do you figure?
Because the people wouldn't allow it. They may demand that I stay.
Yep, they may demand. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio.
I wish I was going to Orlando. That looks like that's going to be a blast.
They got the 2020 Fest going on up there as Trump's becoming official now.
They had people camping out yesterday. For the big
for Trump to get there.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Because he's not going down the escalator this time. He chose to do it in Orlando for his formal announcement.
Yeah. Because Florida.
Got to carry him. That's right.
Marcus is on line one for Mike Chiannopoulos. Marcus, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Marcus, what do you got for us today?
Oh, whole lot of nothing. Just got a quick question.
All right, go.
Well, my ex, you know, we had a kid together, and she was supposed to go on vacation to her mom's house for 2 weeks up in Maine. Well, she went there and hasn't come back in months.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. So, time for you to do what's called an emergency motion, and you got to bring that child back. How long did the child live here with you?
A year and a half.
Okay, yeah. So you got to do it quickly. So we got to get this filed. Are you married to her? No, you just...
No.
Okay, so you have a child together. So we'd have to initiate a paternity action, file an emergency order to bring that child back. And she will have a certain amount of days and have to bring the child back.
Okay.
If he doesn't do anything, does then it swing to her side where she can say, oh, well, the child lives here now?
Correct. And I don't know what Maine law is. I'm not licensed there. But there will be likely some period of time. And once she passes that period of time, she'll then be a resident of Maine. And so will the child. And any proceedings will have to be done there. And it's going to cost you a lot more.
Well, yeah, she's been there since January.
Man, that's a long time.
I think you're out of luck, bud. I think it's too late. I think the jurisdiction is likely vested there.
What if her insurance is through my job down here in Florida?
Man.
And her everything, like her license and everything still says Florida. She has nothing up there. I don't know. I'm just curious.
If her driver's license is still a Florida driver's license, what address is on it? The address that you live on?
Yes, sir. Our previous house.
All right. And you still live in that house?
No, I moved to a different house for cheaper rent.
Okay, so nobody that you know lives in that house. They just rented it to somebody else.
Correct.
Okay. And if she hasn't changed her voter registration, I mean, there's some and. We could build a case.
Time is still of the essence.
You know, and it may be too late because 6 months is usually. But, again, I don't know what Maine is. So, listen, call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll give you a free phone consult. We'll walk through it, and if there's jurisdiction here, we'll move.
Hey, I appreciate it. Stan Haney, real quick.
Yeah.
Something for you guys. Hey, you guys put a tag on me up in Appalachian, New York, because I went up there to help my mom for a couple months. Just letting you know I'm back in Lehigh, and I'm listening to y'all every day.
All right. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, buddy. 277-9600. Let me ask you this, too, because he's a situation. You're cohabitating with a woman. You're not married. You have a child.
Right.
How much more power does a man have if he's married and she pulls this? They're separated, but they still got a license of marriage and the kid goes up to Maine versus cohabitating, same address, but she decides to take the kid.
Well,
and you're on the birth certificate.
Yeah, being on the birth certificate might be great for posterity reasons, but it has no significant legal impact. If you're on the birth certificate, you have no more right to that child than if you're not. The only way you're the legal...
If you're on the birth certificate, do you have liabilities?
Yeah. You don't have liabilities. No. Right.
It's an indicia of paternity, but it's not itself paternity. Okay, now he could do a paternity affidavit when the child is born, swearing that it's his, and his name goes on the birth certificate, and he's the legal father. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to have a judge, if you're not married when the child is born, to have a judge say, you're the legal father, and enter an order. And the third way to do it is to be married to the mother when the child's born. Now, here's what's interesting. You don't have to be married to the mother when the child is conceived, only when the child is born, right? Why? Because they're trying to avoid bastardizing children as a public policy, okay? So, it results in weird situations. Like, you have somebody who's married, and your wife cheats on you and conceives as a result of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? If you don't divorce her, and your divorce isn't final before she has that baby, you're the legal father of that baby. Yeah. And for purposes of public policy, it's difficult to contest. Okay, so
that's been brought up several times about a father who said, I'm not entitled to pay child support because the child's not mine, but they're on the birth certificate, and the judge will say, well, guess what? You do have to give support to that child.
A lot of times the judges in Lee County won't do that. They won't make them give temporary support until if the father denies it. Like probably 98% of the cases, the father says, yes, that's my child, and then there's no issue. In the smaller percentage of cases where the father says, I don't think that's mine or no, that's not mine, a judge typically in Lee County doesn't make them pay temporary support until the paternity test comes back. Once the paternity test comes back, if it's not his, okay, he's dismissed. If it's his, she backs up, or he backs up child support all the way to the birth of that child. So you're already $20,000 underwater. You start paying now.
Let's, going back to the last caller. She's gone to Maine to quote unquote visit her mother, takes the child with her. And you were bringing up the fact that time is very important to that.
I misunderstood him at the beginning. I thought he said she'd been gone a month. I didn't understand it was 6 months.
Yeah. But as far as the purposes of time, at what point does it go from, okay, she's going to visit her mother to, well, she's abandoned her home in Florida?
Well, I mean, there's no hard, fast rule. It has a lot to do with, like I said, if she...
If she's led him to believe, I'm just going to visit my mother, okay, fine, have a good trip, but okay, was not aware she wasn't coming back.
She's supposed to be back in 2 weeks, and it's over 6 months now, and he's just doing something about it? Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, the judge is going to say, if you were serious about this, you'd have done it 5.5 months ago when she didn't show back up with your child. So that's going to be a perception of the court that we will have to overcome in a case like that. And it's sometimes not so easy because it doesn't look like he really – it didn't matter to him for 6 months. Now, all of a sudden, he wants his child back. The judge is going to be like, what's going on there?
No, so you won't, get your child back, but let's look into that back child support, yo.
Right?
Yeah.
But there can be good reasons for him waiting that period of time. So we just have to make sure that we explain this.
From the Absolute Law text line now. When it rains hard here, it affects our phone lines. I'm seeing numerous lines getting cut off. It might be best to text us because when it rains, these phones act up really bad. Mike, how does child support work? A friend of mine, ex-husband, sends child support of five a month. I don't know what that means. 5% a month until he is about to take her to court and he catches up. Is that legit?
Okay, I don't understand the question. I think what they're saying is, so he's five child support payments behind and then he pays it all right before he goes to court for contempt.
I think that's what he means.
Is he still legal? In contempt?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that legal? If he's behind, say, 5 months, he goes and she's taking him to court because he's behind, he makes suddenly the payments to get him up current, you know. Is he still
in trouble?
Right.
The answer is it depends on the judge. But just think about this. Yes, he still was in contempt until he purged himself. But what the purpose of contempt is to coerce somebody into doing something, not to punish them. So you can't put them in jail to punish them because they didn't obey. They didn't pay child support. You can put them in jail and say, I'm not going to let you out until you pay X and give them a reasonable amount within their reach. So that's all that would have happened if he was found guilty.
The judge
would have
said,
you got 10 days to pay.
Debtor's prison was done away with.
And so by the fact that he paid it right before the hearing, I mean, the judge might hit him for attorney's fees and say, you know, this person wouldn't have had to file this motion if you hadn't been 5 months behind, pay her attorney.
And Mike, I'm no professional, but let's say hypothetically, the state, now, this may or may not be true, might not be the most proficient and timely in processing payments.
I believe that to be true. That's a
so if this guy,
overstatement. It's a very confident statement about their inability.
Yeah, so if this guy thinks, okay, I got the money the day before my hearing, everything's fine,
you
good
better
luck
show
with
up.
That.
You better show up, because if you don't show up, there'll be a bench warrant issued for you. You better show up and explain it to the judge. You got some explaining to do, Lucy.
This is Marcus is able to get through again. Then I have one more question coming in. Marcus wants to ask you one more question. Go ahead, quick, Marcus.
Hey, you just said something about child support, man. I've been paying $100 a week since she left. Even before she left, we were split up. We weren't in the same home before she left.
So you're still paying it to an address or to the court?
No, I pay it. No, neither. I pay it from my bank account to her bank account. We have the same bank account.
You better keep very good records.
Yeah, get a report showing all those payments, please. That will be very helpful.
And you make sure, if nothing else, that you write on the check or whatever you have to do what it's for, so she can't deny it.
Yeah, when I put it into her account, there's a little memo, and I say child support.
Good.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Good deal.
I was just letting you know. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right, good luck.
Absolute Law text line. Brian writes in, Mike, the same thing happened to me She got married after her and I conceived my daughter. I went through 3 years, in court to get legal rights to my daughter. Ultimately, I have custody of her now, but it's very, very hard.
That's brutal.
It's very hard. It's very expensive.
3 years trying to do it.
And I guarantee you he spent at least $50,000 during that 3 years.
Good Lord.
That's insane.
Painful. Painful.
At least.
But, you know, I'm sure she just made an honest mistake.
Right.
I'm sure she wasn't evil or, you know, vindictive.
Capable of anything.
Or that the justice system tends to pander to that particular sex. Or?
No. I'm sure she was fair. And
no, everything's great.
Yeah.
That's why, see, you don't need a lawyer to deal with them.
Right.
You're fine.
Yep. Just, capable of
it. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, just get in.
All you have to do is just be honest, and you'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing bad happens.
Right. Let me know how that works out for you.
You know how it worked out for me.
Right.
Mike, how can people get a hold of you?
239-ASK-MIKE, anytime, 24-7. If it's outside of normal business hours, you just press 6. Your call comes right to me at my cell phone, and you can get me 24-7.
He's here every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. I know a lot of you couldn't get through today, and we apologize for that. And once it dries up out here, it'll be a lot better. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What year is it?
It's 2019.
And our phone lines are crippled because it rained.
Yeah, because we wanted the copper lines.
Yeah.
When we were digital and they would overload.
Yeah.
They worked in the rain. Now that we have copper lines, when it gets wet, the lines don't hold on.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Whatever happened to Ma Bell and a nice rotary phone?
Right?
We got one.
Yeah, but they can't hook it up because it doesn't work.
They can't plug it into anything.
Remember, you used to have the buttons and you just push the flashing buttons. It worked every time.
Well, the Chinaman's going to be in control of everything. They're taking over undersea cables now.
Hold on real quick. Let me get this one in because people are now starting to text. Hey, Mike, I was in the Marine Reserve before and during Desert Storm. Served in Desert Storm. Came home in a bad way. Did not complete my contract in whole. Is there a way to get enrolled in the VA?
Depends on your discharge. If you got an honorable discharge, yes. If you got a general under honorable, yes. Got anything else? Probably not.
Anything other than that?
Probably not.
Mm.
Mike, thank you.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Stan and Haney, 96K around.
Howard Stern.
All right. Well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. A wet afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails in 30 minutes. If the phones work, Lord willing, we will play Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips. We did something like this earlier in the year with films that came out 40 years ago this year. 35 years ago was a blockbuster year for movies. I've got 5 movies.
What was 35 years ago?
1984. I got 5 movie clips.
35 years ago.
That came out 35 years ago, and they're good ones. Your job is to name the film that came out 35 years ago this year.
You know, our concept of time is so weird. We were talking about it outside. You know, from our perspective, 1984 wasn't that long ago.
Not to you and I.
But it was.
35 years.
And then we were, because it was Paul McCartney's birthday, we were playing the clips of all the songs that he's done with the Beatles and without. And you listen to the difference in how the recordings sound from 1963 to 1973. They sound like they were made on a different planet.
Yep. So much technology. You got to realize, when they first came in, you know, 2-track mono.
Yeah.
By the time they left, they were bragging that they had 16 tracks and it was stereo.
And now we go back and in 1984, Well, the Van Halen album of the same name came out that year.
Yep.
You listen to it now, no difference.
No, nope, sounds great.
Yep.
Yep.
But for the Beatles, it sounds like it was another century.
Yeah. You listen to that early stuff?
You listen to the same guys from I Want to Hold Your Hand to Let It Be, and yep. It's like it's totally different.
A lot of growth in a very short period of time.
Both from the band and the technology.
Yep. Huge. So 35 years ago, 5 movie clips. Your job to name the movie. We'll do that in about 30 minutes. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing it to us. One thing on the board right now. And it is a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Summerlin Road, and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Mark Haney's got today's headlines for you right now. I was just looking at Morgan, trying to find Dave. I guarantee, yep, Rob's telling me that's it. What did she want to know?
She just came in and said she needed to find Dave because she needs to tell him when he's going to work next and she can't find him anywhere.
No.
Jeez. Well, he's working.
I mean, is he? Is he?
Yes.
You know, when her first instinct is to look to see if he's sitting on a stump in here. Sorry about that,
he's
folks.
He's been busting his ass all day.
Look, I did see him working. He got yelled at by program director Matt Mangus because he was folding the tablecloths in the van, you know, when they put up for a remote. And as he's folding them, he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and the ashes
right
are
on.
Going into the tablecloth, and he's folding it up.
Right on. Right on. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Science.
Science!
Science has definitively figured out why dogs develop those sad puppy eyes.
Aww. Aww. Aww.
A woman in England, for reasons known only to her, asked her co-workers to get her a birthday cake with Mariah Carey on it. Evidently, they didn't count on the people at the bakery being much smarter than them. Because although they ordered a Mariah Carey cake, they got a Madame Marie Curie cake.
Ah!
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's something or other. And Domino's in Japan has just introduced what they call the New Yorker pizza.
Ah!
What does that mean?
What?
It's a pizza with 2 pounds of cheese on it.
Right on.
Speaking of New York, there is a huge controversy, some might call it an all-out war, between bartenders in New York and bartenders in Tennessee over the alleged rigging of a Long Island iced tea contest.
I heard about this.
And finally, there are sick people out there.
Sick and disgusting.
A man in Washington intentionally drove into 2 pedestrians last April.
Oh, man.
Why would somebody do that?
Why?
He didn't feel like going to work that day. And figured that would give him a good excuse. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter's important to us. That's why we try to give it to you each and every day. The 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, that's my bad. Try it again.
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, that's too bad. That's going to go down as an error on All-Star Stan Whipper Noelani.
Yep, it is.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah, if I was one of them big whining players, I'd tell you that part-time Ken didn't have the button pushed in for me.
Oh, look at there. We got a shot in the dugout of skipper Matt Mangus. He's got a little smile on his face. He knows that's not how it's done.
No, it's still no excuse. My bad.
That makes it okay?
It's not okay. Yeah, you know, I told you, like my hockey coach always used to tell me, you should always be the last person to take credit for a good game and the first one to criticize yourself for a bad one.
Now, skate 3-time round ring.
Yep.
Folks, today is International Sushi Day.
Mm-mm.
If you knew sushi like I knew sushi.
All right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
sushi fun facts.
Top sushi fun facts.
Many sushi chefs aspire to one day graduate to be Subway sandwich artists.
Yep, that is.
You can eat it with chopsticks.
Yeah.
A fork.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to be the talk of the restaurant, your feet. Wasting soy sauce is considered disrespectful in Japan.
Yeah.
Much like wasting Buffalo Ranch in Mississippi. Sushi came to the United States in the 1980s, along with cocaine and Wall Street douchebags. If you should Google yellowtail, be sure you don't make it two words. If you eat sushi prepared at the local gas station mini mart, it's suggested you have a good health insurance policy.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, Dave, I don't know.
Oh, he does. That used to be his job.
I know.
Where he'd go through and change the prepared time on the sushi. It is Japan's most popular export, except for robot sex dolls. If you want to eat it the right way, the traditional way, you should use chopsticks.
Right.
If you want to get any of it in your mouth, you use a fork. All those little pieces of rice?
Yeah.
Held together by super glue.
Yep.
If you need a cheap laugh, serve it to your kid right after watching Finding Nemo.
Laugh it up.
And finally, the very top sushi fun fact.
Yes.
It is to Japan what pasta is to Italy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tacos are to Mexico.
Sure.
And anything that triggers diabetic shock is to America. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you a heads up right now. I got a letter from Scatter.
That's what you call him.
It's what he is. Now, it's confusing at the start because you don't know exactly what he's talking about. But I think the scatterbrain is making some sense once the email gets going.
Well, that's odd.
Well, it's still not 100%. You know, I have been asking myself all weekend if there was a maintenance issue on property at 3 in the morning and I was on call to handle it, but I had left my car lights on by mistake hours prior and my battery died, what would I do?
What?
Here's where he starts to make sense. I would find a way to get to my property vehicle, park 20 feet away, and I would handle the matter because that is what I am employed to do. People new in the field of actual life do not understand that us people born before 1990 will find a way to successfully complete our jobs and our tasks one way or the other. We are not the excuse makers or the people who have no idea how to respond to verbal contact because their whole lives have been a text, not voice. I was 24 before I had a cool phone with a screen. I liked it, but I'm not dependent on it either. And these phones had been unavailable or had been available for about 10 years prior to. I just never really wanted one, except for one day at the age of 24 that I would get one. I feel that when I say anything beyond my beverage order to the cashier at my local coffee shop, it is weird to them, and they have no idea how to respond at all because they are these 18-year-old little texters who have had a phone up to their face all their lives. I do not like being asked if I want room for cream either. Just leave a little room on the top so I can put some milk in it. Signed, Scatter.
Well done, I think.
I mean, he's trying to make a point there, and I get the point that he's trying to make. Well, I really don't.
Well, he left his lights on.
Yeah. And he's responsible to get the job done because he's employed.
And there's an argument about the intent of leaving the space at the top of the coffee.
Correct. What?
Now, they left the space, but it wasn't for what he intended.
Right.
They intended it for cream.
Yep.
And he wanted milk.
But they're just little textures with their face buried in their phones.
Did you see that thing in I think it was in Michigan, and it was this 16-year-old runaway girl, and the cops they dispatched didn't look much older, and I'll call them Jack and Jill. There's a cute little blondie female cop, and then another male cop that looked like he could be her brother, and they're trying to get this 16-year-old runaway into an SUV. And she keeps sticking her foot out so they can't close the door. And the little pixie lady cop just wails on her.
All right. That's a fair fight.
Yeah. And then the male cop comes in the other side, and as she's wailing on the girl, the guy grabs her leg, pulls it in. The female cop slams the door. Well, they're in all kinds of trouble now.
Of course they
what
are.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
You see all these videos where they go, oh, look at this, the police doing this. And some of them, yeah, they're bad. But the majority of them are like, what do you want them to do when they have to arrest someone, take them to the jail, and they don't want to go?
No, and they're 16 and they're in full history.
Mm-hmm.
You parents know that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney enjoyed the info you shared on the hypersonic missiles that China and Russia are developing. Did you know that yesterday the Air Force tested our own missile? It was launched from a Strata Fortress bomber, and the test was a complete success. Now, one thing we have that gives us, the USA, an advantage over China and Russia is the Blackbird XR-72. It is what they call the son of the XR-71. Now, granted, it's only in development, but this thing is incredible. It will be able to fly higher, approximately 85,000 feet, and reach speeds of Mach 6. That's six times the speed of sound for you kids out there. At the moment, it will be unmanned. One problem they have at the moment is arming it with weapons. They have to figure out how to control the launch of hypersonic missiles from a plane that is going Mach 6. Awesome plane. So don't worry about China and Russia. In reality, we have the upper hand. So the Trump Rock Show should be awesome tonight. Wish I could be there. Guess I'll just watch it and enjoy the show. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
The energy is incredible.
Oh, yeah. Big. Big. Of course, the Orlando Sentinel puts out that they will... they have not endorsed a president yet, but it will not be Trump.
I swear to God, if for some reason you haven't read 1984, you need to read it and then watch your mainstream media and realize you're living it.
Yep.
This Trump rally is going to be huge, and you've got the Orlando Sentinel, instead of just reporting on it, taking the opportunity to say, this orange man bad.
Yep. We'll be back.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. In seconds, a chance for you to win. Stan's Name That Movie, five films. All of them came out 35 years ago. Blockbuster films. Should be a piece of cake for
you.
So
these are all classic films, and they just seem normal to us.
They seem normal, and I think they're normal. Let me put it this way. My girlfriend, because I quiz her on these, was able to name right off the top of her head four of them, four of the five.
So they're already timeless.
They're
then.
Timeless. Let's get you updated, and then we'll play the game.
Rock traffic.
All right, Jets Pizza bringing it to you. Just one thing on the board. It's in Cape Coral. It's a disabled vehicle. Veterans Parkway and Country Club Boulevard. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. 35 years ago. I'll take the phone calls cold after we play the first clip. If the phones work properly. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. The first person to correctly identify the film will have their choice of the following. Stan and Haney Babakoo Saw. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Got one last pair of tickets to the Disrupt Festival on June 26th up in Tampa. $25 to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. $20 to your area Subway. $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware. $20 to Firehouse Subs, either Cape Coral or Fort Myers.
Do you know what time the Trump show starts?
8 o'clock.
I'll be ready.
And 4th of July, just around the corner, how about $20 to Sky King Fireworks? All fireworks, incidentally. Buy one, get one free, so you can double up on that. Phones are on lockdown right now. I'll release the phones after we play the first clip. Name the movie. All of these, iconic, and came out 35 years ago this year. This first one, I want the full title of the film. Because over the years, there's been more than one. I want the full title of this film.
What are you going to say to people that go, it did not come out on this day?
Remember that guy? Name this movie from 35 years ago.
The Villagers Rock and the old legend of the Shankara Stone.
You're all vulnerable to vicious rumors. I seem to remember that in Honduras you were accused of being a grave robber rather than an archaeologist.
Well, the newspapers greatly exaggerated the incident.
And wasn't it the Sultan of Madagascar who threatened to cut your head off if you ever returned to his country?
No, it wasn't my head.
Then your hands, perhaps.
No, it wasn't my hands. It was my misunderstanding.
Exactly what we have here.
I have heard the evil stories of the thuggy cult. I thought the stories were told to frighten children. Later, I learnt the thuggy cult was once real and did of unspeakable things. I'm ashamed of what happened here so many years ago, and I assure you, this will never happen again in my kingdom.
If I offended you, then I am sorry.
Name the movie. Phone lines are now released.
35 years ago, already offending people.
Yep. 277-9600. I need the full title of the film. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Lee Michael.
Lee, what's the name of the movie?
Is it Indiana Jones, the...
277-9600. Need the full title of the film. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Lance.
Lance, name it.
That is the Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I want the correct title of the film.
The Temple of Doom.
There's a first part to that.
Raiders of the Lost
no,
Ark.
No, that was the first movie.
What's his name?
Yeah, the character.
The archaeologist. What's his name? Blank Jones.
Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Jeez, it's like pulling a back molar. What would you like?
Peter Mudfly.
All right, hold on. Jeez. It's not Raiders of the Lost Ark. I should have hung up on you.
Good Lord.
Sorry about that.
I am looking at live pictures of Orlando.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. What would Biden draw? 150 people?
Well, he's already done it. He draws about 80 people on a good day.
Yep.
But they're showing pictures inside the arena where they've let in a couple of people. There's not many people inside the arena. But the people that couldn't get tickets that are outside,
yeah,
it looks like...
like Woodstock.
Yeah.
Movie clip number two, 35 years ago. Name it.
The 12-gauge autoloader.
That's Italian. You can go pump or auto.
The 45 long slide with laser sighting.
These are brand new. We just got them in. That's a good gun. You just touch the trigger, the beam comes on, and you put the red dot where you want the bullet to go. You can't miss. Anything else?
Phased plasma rifle in a 40-watt range.
Hey, just what you see, pal.
The Uzi 9mm.
You know your weapons, buddy. Any one of these is ideal for home defense. So, which will it be?
All.
I may close early today. There's a 15-day wait on handguns, but the rifles you can take right now. You can't do that.
Wrong.
Name the movie 35 years ago. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rudy.
Rudy, do it.
Indiana Jones.
No, you're one. You're one behind, Rudy.
But you were doing good,
you were
Rudy.
You're doing good. I was proud of you, but no. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Laura.
What's your first name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I got to turn the volume down. You're cutting through me like a knife. Okay, baby. Name the movie.
The Predator?
No. No.
Ah, close enough.
No, no, it's not. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, name it.
Terminator?
Yes, it is the Terminator. What would you like?
$20 to Subway?
Yeah, you got it. Hold on. Simple as that. 35 years ago, movie clip number 3. Name it.
Now what am I going to do here, John? What is this? All I know is that was no light show we saw this morning. I've seen every form of combustion known to man. But this beats the hell out of me.
The walls in the 53rd precinct were bleeding. How do you explain that?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, your eminence.
How are you, Lenny?
You're looking good, Mike. We're in a real fix here. What do you think I should do?
Lenny, officially, the church will not take any position on the religious implications of these phenomena. Personally, Lenny, I think it's a sign from God. But don't quote me on that.
No, I think that's the smart move, Mike.
Well, I'm not going to call a press conference and tell everyone to start praying.
I'm Winston Zeddemore, Your Honor. Look, I've only been with the company for a couple of weeks. But I got to tell you, these things are real. Since I joined these men, I have seen that'll turn you white.
Well, you can believe, Mr.
My name is Peck.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
Name the movie 35 years ago when it came out. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Justin.
Justin, can you name the movie?
Ghostbusters.
It is Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? That's the real movie right there, not the one they made it with the ladies a couple
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, nobody knows about
nobody,
that.
Nobody, yep. What would you like?
Peter Moss, please.
You got it. Hold on. 35 years ago, movie clip number 4. One of the all-time greats. Legendary. Name it.
This one, this, of course, is a custom 3 pickup. Paul, this is my radio unit. Oh, so I strap this piece on, you know, right down in here when I'm on stage.
It's
you know,
a wireless.
Wireless, exactly. Yeah. And I can play without all the macky mac.
You can run anywhere on exactly stage with that.
This is special too, you see. Look, see? Still got the old tagger on it. See, never even played it. See?
You just bought it.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I wasn't going to touch it.
No, don't touch it.
I was just pointing at it.
Don't point even.
Don't even point?
No, it can't be played. Never. I mean,
Can I look at it?
No. No, you've seen enough of that one. This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage. But it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of 11. And then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Name the movie.
It's like dealing with me, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'd like the full title of the film.
I never really thought about that, but that's
what it is.
It's one louder, Stan.
That's what I got to deal with.
it's one louder.
Deal with it every day for the last 30 years. Look what it's done to me.
Yeah, poor bastard.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Twisted Nipples.
Wow.
It was something clever. I don't know what it was.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, is that Spinal Tap?
Good enough for Kayla. Come on.
Full title.
I don't know the full title.
This is
Spinal Tap.
There we go, darling.
You're very impressive, Kayla.
Thank you.
What would you like?
What's left?
I have Babacusa. I have Pewter Mug. I have the Disrupt Festival in Tampa. I have BAMS. I have Subway. I have Sunshine Ace Hardware. I have Firehouse Subs. I have Sky King Fireworks.
I am so impressed Kayla knows that movie.
Oh, my goodness. Can I do the fireworks?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, fair enough. Got one more for you. This is the easiest one. These are all blockbuster movies. 1984, an incredible year for movies.
It really was.
Here's one more for you. This is so you can say you're a winner, because this is a piece of cake. Name this movie.
First wash all the car, then wax.
Wax. But what do I have to wash all the car?
Remember, dear, no question.
Yeah, but
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off. Breathe in through nose, out the mouth. Wax on, wax off. Don't forget to breathe. Very important. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off.
Hey, where these cars come from?
Wax on. Detroit! Wax off. La-la-la-la. Wax on. Right the hand, make a circle. Wax off, left hand.
Name the movie. That's what I call an easy one thrown at you.
That's what you call it.
Yep. That's what I, yep. That's what I call it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Chris.
Wonder what Scatter calls it.
I don't know. That's what he calls it. That's what not what I call it. What would you, can you name the movie?
The Karate Kid.
It is The Karate Kid. What would you like?
I'll do Pewter Mug. Sounds good if you have it.
You got it. Pewter Mug, hold on. Outro music, please.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yep.
How did I do this?
And you know what? I had a select from Blockbusters. What was it about 1984? All these movies.
I was looking at the live pictures, and I can't figure out how to get out of it. So you may be on your own.
You're watching the Trump rally when all I want is some outro music.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Exit. Okay. There we go.
It's 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, I'm excited.
You're a people watcher.
Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal, man.
I know. Can just...
Well, I got to get to the right thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least he didn't say gracious.
Good gracious. Great Caesar's ghost.
By the curse of Athena. And that concludes Stan's tribute to 1984. Tune in next week when he selects a different year.
Yeah.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show taking you through your evening. But right now, we want to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Let's start in Cape Coral, disabled vehicle, Veterans Parkway, and Country Club Boulevard. North Fort Myers, hit and run, Bogart Drive and Laurel Lane.
Bogart.
Yeah, don't be Bogarting it. Fort Myers, crash, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. Fort Myers, crash, the 14,000 block of Daniels Parkway. And one for you in Lehigh Acres. It is a crash. 15 Richmond Avenue North, if you know where that is in Lehigh Acres. I know where Lehigh Acres is. Haney and I both have been told by residents, leave before dark.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys doing here? Don't you know it's almost dark?
You barely
got enough time to get out of here.
We were told that.
Yeah, by multiple people. Yep. We're glad to see you, but anybody warn you?
Yeah, you got to get out of here. Fast. See, Lehigh Acres is a very close-knit community. I know this for a fact. People know each other. People have the same congregating areas there and, you know, in the town and the coffee shops and the restaurants and stuff. They know each other. If you're an out-of-towner in Fort Myers, you're an out-of-towner. Best to get out before dark. Or if you're going through there and it is dark, keep them locked and rolled up.
Well, and the one guy said, your sidearms aren't good enough. You need shotguns after dark.
It's got to be on YouTube somewhere. I want to find it and I want to play it on the air. Is that Eric Estrada stuff?
Oh, jeez.
Now, I know he did it for other communities, and it was only for a brief period of time, probably about 10, 15 years.
You're talking about the commercials he did that made it look like Lehigh Acres was Naples on the Gulf?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, everybody remembers him from Chips, and, you know, and he was selling or worked for a company that was selling
oceanfront property.
Just minutes from the beach. What? These beautiful homes in beautiful Lehigh Acres, Florida. Right there is seashore living. Like, what? That's a drive to get down to Fort Myers Beach.
Turn it up.
Hold it. Is that Lehigh Acres? No.
That's California Pines.
Same company. Where he, you know, old Ponch comes out and tells you about this great land. Once in a lifetime opportunity to have your home built on a lot in Lehigh Acres, just seconds from the beach.
Eric Estrada Installations LLC is a Florida limited liability company. Eric Estrada, and he gives an address.
Yeah.
So I guess he's all in on Lehigh.
Yeah. Does he himself live in Lehigh Acres?
I don't know.
So he can open up his sliding glass door, walk out onto the lanai.
Yeah,
smell,
right there on the beach.
Smell the ocean breeze.
Yep. I can't find any videos.
They've probably been taken down because it's not true.
The one there for California Pines, that pops right up.
Yeah, of course. That's when he's working now.
Good Lord.
Let's do some news. Mark Haney in the news. Brought to you by...
Yeah, the one from California.
Yeah.
Is entitled... Real Estate Bubble, Eric Estrada.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. He took his work down here. Sure did. And that I remember seeing it. This was back. We were probably doing mornings. And we would see those late night. And he'd come on and talk about Lehigh Acres. Like, hey, we live near Lehigh. What's he saying?
Let's see. You know. Guy's got to make a living. He may have been involved in other things, too. Let's see.
Hi, I'm Jenny Lee Harrison.
Oh, it's Jenny Lee Harrison.
From Three's Company.
I never dreamed I'd be
It's her and Eric
theater,
Estrada.
But a psychic knew it would happen and told me so on Cabrina's Psychic Answer. America's foremost psychic, Cabrina Kincaid, has created a wonderful service that lets you get psychic advice right over the phone.
Cabrina's the greatest. Years ago, she predicted that I'd get Chips. And then just recently, while taping Cabrina's Psychic Answer, she predicted I'd soon be starring in a new series. Well, once again, her prediction came true.
Once again, it was wrong.
I'm now shooting 100 episodes of the Spanish soap opera, Dos Mujeres Un Camino, soon throughout the world. She even predicted my Taco Bell commercial. Please.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us
he
news.
He is Mr. Integrity. I love him.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's in California.
Gary.
Also Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm on the phone. Jerry
King. Charles Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Free 99 a minute, must be 18 years of age.
Of course.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 18th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Can you still get 900 numbers?
I don't know.
I haven't heard of any in a long time.
No.
Internet kind of did that
in. Well, yeah. Back in the day, you'd call a 900 number, like whether it would be one of your psychics or whether it would be a sex line. and it would be the most outrageous prices in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just $29.99 for the first 3 minutes and $5.99 for every minute thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yep.
Call this 900.
Yeah, special introductory rate of $3.99 a minute.
Yeah. They'd tell you to call an 800 number for free.
And then they transfer you
to a 900 number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Stan, is there a member of the Wayans family we haven't spoken to?
We've spoken to a lot of them over the years.
Well, today we're going to talk about Marlon.
Now, haven't we had Marlon on the show?
Years ago.
Yeah.
The Wayans family, evidently, they can just do no wrong.
Yeah. Now that the sons are doing all the stuff now.
Marlon Wayans was supposed to play Robin in Batman Returns in 1992. That's the one with Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, he was the Penguin.
Now you're thinking, I don't remember Robin being in that. That's very good, because Robin wasn't in the movie. The character got cut. Marlon Wayans' part was cut out of the movie. But to this day,
yeah,
because of the way the contract was done,
yeah,
Marlon Wayans receives residuals for a movie he was never in. Now, that's the kind of job I want.
Yeah. Well, you did the work. You signed the contract. A lot of times, he might have even gone to wardrobe, had the outfit, cut a couple of scenes. No, we're not going to use it. Cut, but you got a contract with us.
No, but see, we don't live in that world, and we also don't live in the world where, you know, Tony Soprano sets us up with a couple of no-show jobs.
Yep. Not a perfect world.
It says here you're the general manager of a waste management company?
Yeah.
That was pitch perfect, Stan.
Yeah, thank you.
Pitch perfect.
Somebody just texted us and said that in the 1970s, now there was nothing in Lehigh then. In the 1970s,
I wouldn't say nothing.
Well,
Stan.
Bodies,
yeah,
from dredging up the canals and stuff and using it as.
There may still be bales out there too.
Yeah, in the early 70s, Pat Boone did commercials for Lehigh Acres.
Hi, everybody, Pat Boone here. Yeah. If I were to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we've just learned the sun has exploded.
Oh, geez. Well, that would be the end of it.
No, it wouldn't.
What do you mean? If the sun exploded, we're dead.
No, it'd look just like it does now.
Hmm?
It would take a good 8 minutes and 20 seconds before we knew it.
All right, yeah. Well, like the stars in the sky we look at right now, that's not what they look like now.
No, they may not even be there.
They might not. Yep, we're just getting the light from millions of light years away.
And when you start to go down that rabbit hole,
It's mind blowing.
We were talking off air. You know, we talk about going to the moon and going to Mars and all that, and most of us in our daily life are like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But I was telling you the story. This writer in Popular Mechanics remembered his high school teacher, who I guess had worked at JPL on some of these big projects.
Yeah.
And he said to his high school class, okay, we're all pretty confident that the Earth revolves around the sun, right? And everybody goes, yeah. And he goes, all right. Well, you've all got a pencil and a sheet of paper. I'd like you to prove it to me. The calculations that are involved
are astronomical.
And then you start getting in not just the math. That's a lot of work, but it can be done. But then you have to start going by the physics and who you're going to listen to. And then, while that would work at the quantum level, but
then you get into crazy talk.
And then you start to realize we're all being effed with.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Yeah.
Speaking of science, the stuff that I'm talking about is obviously trivial. Let's get to the real science.
Exactly.
A new study out of Duquesne University has found that the sad puppy look is the result of tens of thousands of years of evolution. Don't worry, I told you I'd get him back. Sad puppy eyes. Forget I said anything about orbital mechanics.
Yeah. Sad puppy eyes.
Researchers believe that when dogs were domesticated about 33,000 years ago, which is a made-up number, some of them started figuring out that when they made that face, they got a treat. So the muscles in the face of a dog evolved to make it easier for them to make that exaggerated facial expression.
Aww.
Ancient dogs didn't have those muscles, and guess what?
Well, they died off.
Wolves don't have them either.
Yeah.
Researchers say you don't typically see such muscle difference in species that are closely related. Which means dogs evolve them for a reason, and that reason is to manipulate you.
Yep.
A wolf doesn't need it, because a wolf wants to eat you.
Yep.
You know what? You know what that tells me?
What?
Wolves are honest creatures.
Yeah, they are. They're not playing any games.
And dogs are manipulators.
Yep.
Aw.
Aw, puppy.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verascio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with their entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verascio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verascio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verascio ring valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamonds stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big. View the entire collection of Verascio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verascio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Domino's in Japan has just introduced an exciting new product.
Yes.
Something they call the New Yorker pizza.
What's that?
New York style pizza.
Don't bring up that idiot. God, I wanted to punch him.
So if you're in Japan and you order a New Yorker pizza,
yeah,
what are you getting?
I don't know. What are you getting? Chicago style?
Yeah. It's what they call an extra large 16-inch pizza.
16, that's it?
With over 2 pounds of cheese on top.
Talk about getting bound up. 16-inch pizza with 2 pounds of cheese.
That is more than double, probably closer to triple the amount of cheese that they normally put on their pizzas.
What the hell?
Now, you may wonder, how can they put that much cheese on a pizza?
How can they do it?
Domino's Japan can get away with it because pizza is ridiculously overpriced in Japan. How much would you pay for a 16-inch cheese pizza?
Like from a Domino's or something? You see them on maybe $10, $9.99, $11.
Well, if you'd like a New Yorker in Japan,
yeah,
$30.
That's highway robbery.
$30 for one large Domino's pizza. If you'd like the version with the normal amount of cheese, it's a bargain at $23.
Little tidbit for you people that have lived up north and you're down here and you say, oh, the pizza's just not the same down here. You're right. I'm going to tell you why.
It's the water.
Water in the bread, number one. Number two, most pizza places do not have their ovens hot enough. You go to those old places up in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, you know, Philadelphia, New York, Boston. They got these brick coal oven pizzas that cook them so hot.
How hot is it?
Because I think most people around here, I think it's like, what, 500 degrees in the pizza oven? Got to take it up a notch. Also, it is the cheese. Because most pizza places will get the bagged, shredded mozzarella to put on the pizza. And you know what? They have to control the moisture on that. You know how they control the moisture? By putting a little bit of potato in the mozzarella cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to say volume.
No. You have to ship it, and it's all about the moisture in it. You want a good pizza? Real mozzarella cheese. Maybe they shred it at the establishment. Those three things.
And now?
Yeah.
Here the Tourism Bureau of beautiful Kingsport, Tennessee, declared boldly that Kingsport, Tennessee is in fact the birthplace of the Long Island iced tea. There is a Long Island in Kingsport. And they say a bartender there invented the Long Island iced tea in the 1920s using maple syrup as an ingredient.
Please.
Well, a bar on Long Island, New York took umbrage and boldly stated they were in fact the home of the Long Island iced tea, which was invented there in the 1970s. And theirs doesn't have maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
Eventually, bartenders from Kingsport and New York agreed to meet up on neutral ground in Maryland for a Long Island iced tea contest.
Let's settle it.
It went down last week, and the bartenders from the volunteer state won the big prize.
Oh.
Unfortunately, since then, things have gotten ugly. The bartenders in New York just released a statement alleging the entire contest was rigged.
Aha!
They say the powers that be on the Kingsport Tourism Board handpicked the judges and fixed the contest so Kingsport would win.
I believe it.
They are demanding a thorough, independent investigation.
All inquiries made.
Well, I hear Mueller's available.
Yeah.
And threatening legal action over a contest that was a stupid publicity stunt to begin with.
There's the happy gang right there. What the?
But happy for how long?
Right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, as a public service, I feel it's my need to inform you that there are going to be times when you need a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest about it, especially these days. Most of the time, your employer doesn't even want to know why you need a day off due to legal reasons.
Yeah.
Just tell them it's a personal matter.
Well, what the big thing around now at offices other than here, where they want to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Now,
well,
dare you,
here is not normal.
How dare you?
Yeah.
A big office, it's called, if you just want to take the day, a mental health day.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what, I don't feel like myself right now. I feel the world coming in around me.
So rather like than you coming in armed and murdering an office full of people, they let you have the day off.
I'd like to take a mental health day.
Okay.
Okay? And you cannot question that. If you're my supervisor, you're my boss, okay. And a lot of places will give you like, you know, 3, 4, 5 mental health days a year. You don't have to give them an explanation. It's all about you and how you feel. I need a mental health day. Done.
Does that work even if you're not a millennial?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't heard that term used for most of my adult life.
Yeah, I don't think we could get away with it because they know we know better.
Yep.
And they'd go, who are you trying to fool?
Yep. But they had to, no questions asked. And you can't lose your job over it.
Boy, I wish you'd been able to explain that to 23-year-old Eli Aldinger from Bothell, Washington.
Bothell, Washington?
Yes.
Where's that?
It's in the Northwest, Dan.
Thank you.
A U.S. state.
Thank you.
Back in April of last year, Eli was driving to work and intentionally drove his car into two pedestrians crossing the street. It was not an accident. How do we know this?
How do we know?
We know it from Eli himself, who explained to the police he was trying to get out of going to work. He went further. He said he worked in a school cafeteria and hated his life. So somehow the answer to this came to him, run a couple of people over.
Yeah.
Fortunately, both of the people he hit survived, even though he was going between 35 and 40 miles an hour when he hit them.
Jeez.
And even intentionally sped up as he saw them in the intersection. He was in court last month and pled guilty to 3 different assault charges. Despite being in Washington, where I imagine there are some bat crazy judges, thankfully.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Good. That's not enough.
At least it's something.
Yeah.
I think they'd somehow turn it around on the pedestrians, make it their fault. But they should have known he was upset.
Guy just said he should have taken a mental health day.
Yep. Simple enough. And that's the news for today, Tuesday.
There he is. Little Mucky Haney telling it. Like
40 miles an hour. Those pedestrians can take a punch.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Haney.
There he is, Little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
I don't think I'm getting up from 40 miles an hour.
No, you're not. No. I'm sorry, and I want to. Did he leave his name? No. Jersey's known for pizza too.
What?
Yep. And a guy just texted us. He knows a place downtown that it's not Jersey pizza, but it's the closest they've found. Yeah, there's a battle between New York and New Jersey, by the way, because Jersey's got a chip on their shoulder.
Did you say chip?
Yep, chip. Hello, hi, Eric.
I'm here today to introduce you to a new California dream, California Pine. A dream.
Speaking of chips, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob's show is coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home, brought to you by Jets Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a few things on the board that we're going to take care of. Estero, Williams Road and South Tamiami Trail, Lehigh Acres, disabled vehicle, Daniels Parkway at State Road 82, and in Bonita Springs crash, Timberwild Drive and South Tamiami Trail. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
Never been married before, guys, but I want y'all to take this serious. This is going to be the most serious thing I tell you all night. Maybe because of my experience, you won't have to learn the hard way. But fellas, listen to this. If you live with a woman and she has a job, you do not have a job. When she gets up to go to work, you get up and do something. Anything. Just put some work boots on and sit on the porch until she leaves, you know what I'm saying? Get your old shirt from when you used to work at Taco Bell. Say, Tony Call said he needs me for the lunch rush. Make her think you got something to do. Women don't like it when you just lay around their couch all day. I did not know that. As much time as I spent at my mother's house, I had no idea. I was living with this girl for 1 month and one half. She put me right out. You know, I don't do much during the day. I'm a comedian. She got a full-time job. This particular day, she'd been gone forever. She's been at work 8 hours, been to the cleaners, the gym, the store, been in traffic both ways. She'd been gone for about 15 hours. I haven't done a damn thing. Nothing. I didn't even feel bad about it until I heard the key hit the keyhole. Oh, my God. It was like my mama was coming home. The whole day just went slow motion. I was like, oh, no. She's home. I try to run in the kitchen real quick, cut the hot water on, act like I'm about to wash dishes. Meet her at the front door with a kiss and a lie. Hey, baby, how was your day? Listen, before you go in the kitchen, I just want to let you know, I was just about to wash dishes. That's why that water's not warm. I've been staying over there for a month and a half. She don't even go to the kitchen. She go straight to the living room. But the back of the TV is hot as a son of a Gerard. PlayStation has got smoke. Smoke don't supposed to come off the PlayStation. You 35 years old.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter's important to us. That's why we try to give it to you each and every day. The 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, that's my bad. Try it again.
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, ladies. That's too bad. That's going to go down as an error on All-Star Stan Whipper Nolanek.
Yep, there. It is.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah, if I was one of them big whining players, I'd tell you that part-time Ken didn't have the button pushed in for me.
Oh, look at there. We got a shot in the dugout of skipper Matt Mangus. Well, he's got a little smile on his face. Yeah. He knows that's not how it's done.
No, it's still no excuse. My bad.
That makes it okay?
It's not okay. Yeah, I told you, like my hockey coach always used to tell me, you should always be the last person to take credit for a good game and the first one to criticize yourself for a bad one.
Now, skate 3-time round rink.
Yep.
Folks, today is International Sushi Day.
Mm-mm.
If you knew sushi like I knew right. sushi.
All right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
sushi fun facts.
Top sushi fun facts.
Many sushi chefs aspire to one day graduate to be Subway sandwich artists.
Yep, that is.
You can eat it with chopsticks.
Yeah.
A fork.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to be the talk of the restaurant, your feet. Wasting soy sauce is considered disrespectful in Japan.
Yeah.
Much like wasting Buffalo Ranch in Mississippi. Sushi came to the United States in the 1980s, along with cocaine and Wall Street douchebags. If you should Google Yellowtail,
yeah.
be sure you don't make it two words. If you eat sushi prepared at the local gas station mini mart, it's suggested you have a good health insurance policy.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, Dave, I don't know.
Oh, he does. That yes. used to be his job.
I know.
Where he'd go through and change the prepared time on the sushi. It is Japan's most popular export, except for robot sex dolls.
Yeah.
If you want to eat it the right way, the traditional way, you should use chopsticks.
Right.
If you want to get any of it in your mouth, you use a fork. All those little pieces of rice?
Yeah.
Held together by super glue.
Yep.
If you need a cheap laugh, serve it to your kid right after watching Finding Nemo.
Laugh it up.
And finally, the very top sushi fun fact.
Yes.
It is to Japan what pasta is to Italy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tacos are to Mexico.
Sure.
And anything that triggers diabetic shock is to America. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.